Taylorsville Mayor Russ Wall says his city has a problem.
We're seeing families moving in together, two, three, four families sometimes into single family homes.
Besides being stressful for the families, Wall says that kind of overcrowding is putting strain on the schools, parking, and other city services.
The problem has become much greater with the economic downturn because people are not able to find places to live. I mean, rentals are hard to find and they're expensive, so people are doing the best they can. They're moving in with family, they're joining with other families and moving into a home.
Even Wall says he is struggling to find an affordable place to live. He and his wife are now empty nesters living in a 5-bedroom home and have found there is a lack of affordable housing for seniors. Utah Housing Coalition Foreclosure Prevention Coordinator Afton January says a staggering number of Utahns are in the same boat, which is why several agencies are calling on the state legislature to do more this year to help with affordable housing.
There seems to be a real lack of housing for people who are on the precipice between being low income and middle class, people who are technically above poverty level and won't qualify for things like food stamps or housing vouchers.
January says economists and housing researchers have found that Americans should not be spending more than 30% of their income on housing and utilities, although most spend well beyond that.
30% is really the magic number for what someone can afford of their income while still meeting all of the other obligations that they would have to live in and be productive in a community.
Grant Whitaker, president of the Utah Housing Corporation, says housing holds the key to the economy. And with so much at stake, it's time to get Utah residents back in homes they can afford.
Between 15 and 17% of America's gross domestic product is related to housing. One basically is the construction, remodeling, broker's fees, that which would be for the construction and sale of homes. And then the other part of it has to do with services, and in there they lump things such as utility payments and rent.
Some of the items lawmakers are being asked to look at are zoning more areas for apartments and helping realtors sell foreclosed properties. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.